the podium. No longer needed. It's a podium free show at this point.
Your delusion from you. This looks like a stage. You look like an audience. So that's over. You are now the band. Figure out the noise you're going to make and join in, children. We're going to do some anti-music. Hey, you are the band. I have the words. We're gonna get you started with some beat. Care for the fact he became an unholy icon of this church, including head of our panel. So I've got 100 lines of anagrams of bleeding head of our Palmer.
Come on, come on. Yes, God!
peace and for the hellfire. Because we don't want the cops to come. Too much prop around. So that was very exciting. We're going to do some ranting the rest of the night. More of a laid-back, quiet ranting. Some experimental jazz on the side. So we're going to turn all the knobs back from 15
down to 8. Uh-oh. Crank them down, crank them down, crank them down. Crank them lower than that. Still can hear myself. Quieter, quieter, quieter. And... oh, yeah. Is there anybody out there that would like to say a few words tonight? The mic is now open. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to introduce you. Freddie Freelance, thank you.
This is a quick little parable. There are three men sitting in a pickup truck in the front seat without knowing anything else, which was subgenius. The one in the middle doesn't have to drive, and he doesn't have to mess with the gate.
Stop it!
Ladies and gentlemen, this man has been a friend of mine for about 15 seconds. And he is the best musician I know, and he's going to perform. He knows 3 chords, which makes him the best subgenius musician, at least. That's 2 more chords than most of us. Okay. And he's going to do a little rant for you. And that's all. Here he is. You got to tell me your name, since you're my good friend.
Dave Lynch.
Oh, and a marriage related. Dave Lynch, by the way, did not realize this, but the one of the big reasons we're on tour, we went to get on tour with Guar. They were kind of battering back and forth whether we should go on tour with them, and then they got a letter from the famous David Lynch, the famous director. They thought. The famous movie director, David Lynch, and they said it was one of the best written letters, and they couldn't believe that the subgenius was that close with that great of a person. And
Blue Velvet!
We just never told him any different. It was actually this David Lynch who wrote the letter. But
the superior David Lynch.
Who is better than the actual David Lynch? The mutant David Lynch. So here he is, ladies and gentlemen, and all that.
And a hell of a Casio keyboard player, too.
Hi! I have no fucking idea what I'm going to say here, and that's all that. Thank you very much. I have something to say here. I think I do. I have no fucking clue what it is, but I'm just going to say it anyway. We got a great fucking thing going on today. We got shitloads of fucking slack.
Kill Bob with love! If You do not have love in your heart for Bob. What good did it do to kill him? What good?
It makes
him dead. You did not kill him with love. You killed him
with
hate.
Love.
But it is the hate of the normal.
The normal.
You do not want the hate. You want the hate, which is the purest, as Andrew says, the purest form of love.
Hate.
You want
hate.
the divine love, the divine killing.
Divine hate.
The divine unsavable. If God wanted you to smoke, he would have put a little chimney on top of your head. Or he'd turn your nose upside down, so you go like a choo-choo train. Bob, I'll tell you, Bob is not mocked, because Bob is the ultimate mockery. Bob is a summation of the lies of the conspiracy. Bob has done every normal sin, and because he does this, he is the end. This is the truth. This is what you cannot know. This is what you must know. Bob wants you to do one thing.
Possessed by Jenner, I imagine there. Well, we have a special treat for you. Something that's never been done before.
Someone kill that man.
We have a special treat for you. Please listen up very closely. First, could you take that smoke bomb and throw it that way?
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, we have a special treat for you. Get rid of that smoke, please. It's very important that you get rid of it so that we can do our next thing. Yesterday, of course, was the 4th of July, and we saw some fireworks, but we have for you what may be the cheesiest fireworks display. Reverend Wave Motion Gun is setting up a fireworks display for us, accompanied by Bill T. Miller on the sounds. He's going to bring you a 4th of July little parade here a day late. And whenever he's ready, he'll just start lighting them off. You can see him by looking this way. It's going to be great. We spent a whole $25, I think, on all these fireworks, so enjoy them. They will light them off all at once. Please enjoy, and then we'll have some more ranting later.
Fuck America. Land of greed. July 4th, it's about blowing up stuff and eating dead chunks of flesh.
Yeah! Woo!
Yeah! As the lasers did fire, how they scattered and burned. And I wish I could come up with the rest of the words, but I'm coming up with the top of my head, so I don't know the rest. Praise be to Dodge.
That's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Makes me want to shoot someone's head off all the interior.
You know it's so wonderful that
I think
you
and tie him up to a trick.
That's the screeching of the normals. Come at Savior, friends.
I like the fact that the fireworks are fizzing out to the lack of music.
I was beautiful.
I don't know.
It feels like a holiday, but after X day, every day is a holiday. All time is overtime.
We don't deliver entertainment. Wow, that was worth your entrance fee alone. All right. Now we have for you a very special treat. If he's still here. Oh, yes, he is. The only man. What? Okay, well, never mind. Luckily, we don't have to deal with him. You know, the worst kind of Aang is rich boy Aang. That's the kind of angst that you have when you have nothing to be angry at because your parents are stinking rich. But yet you have this sense of false angst. Not real hate. But I'm not here preaching again. I'm just telling you, I hope you enjoyed the fireworks show. Brought to us once again by Reverend... I forgot his name already. What did I say?
Reverend Rachel?
Reverend something gun. Or kill me. And Pope Fred on the national anthem. We're gonna stop filming because. Oh no, maybe we'll continue filming. My 1 hour I would film, and it's been 4, and boy, I've enjoyed it. But we just had. I could care less. But anyway. That's it. Whoever's next up to preach, I believe Reverend Ed Strange. No?
And I'm 7 a.m. morning service.
Oh, don't forget tomorrow, 7 a.m.
Yes.
Is the morning service. And this is why we have the X-Day drill. I've told you time and time again, 12 people made it last time. We hope enough people learn from that time how to act tonight in order to get up on 7 a.m. That's why we have the drill. So the amateurs learn to be professionals. We meet here for Reverend Ivan Stang to give 7 o'clock early mass. In 5 hours and 45 minutes. All you do is stay up. All right. Reverend's next. Who's next? Reverend Palacio. All right, here I am. And you're born to the seventh children of Bob. How much better can it get than that? How much better can it be than that? Alright, well, I'm going to do something a little bit unusual. Before I preach, before I rant, I'm going to entertain you with an impression. I'm going to do an impression of Michael Bolton. But you see, my impressions are not normal impressions. I'm not going to do an impression of Michael Bolton singing. No, that would be too normal. I'm going to do an impression of what Michael Bolton's reaction might be if somebody were to, kneecap him with a crowbar. So, hold on, I gotta prepare myself to do this impression. Adopted into church doctrine, and that's my own particular little strategy on how to carry out the war, how to carry out our slap war. I advocate that our church should advocate a small change in the legal system in the United States. What I am advocating is that our church should lead the way toward the abolishment of all laws that forbid murder. Yes, that's why I advocate the utter and complete legalization of murder.
Yeah!
There will be more jobs for those that want them, because after all, Fewer people, more jobs. Do the math. There will be fewer pigs in the world. The pigs will all go off and kill one another. We'll kill a few of them, and we'll look out for one another. There are very few such geniuses will die. Great many pigs will die. What do you say to that?
Yeah!
Legalize murder! Everybody here has somebody they want to kill, don't they?
Yeah.
I bet you all have a lot of people you'd like to kill, don't you?
Now, I'm going to conclude
by reading you a list of people who I think should be murdered. I'm not going to have time to get to all of them, so I hope that you people will cooperate by getting to a few of them yourselves.
Bob.
No, Bob, I'll hate him at the end. Kathy Lee Gifford, O.J. Simpson, Michael Bolton, Paulie Shore, Michael Jackson, George Foreman, Madonna, Bill Clinton, Selena, whoops, somebody already did her. Alphonse D'Amato, Donald Trump, George Steinbrenner, Don King, my next door neighbor Kathy, Saddam Hussein, Michael Jackson, whoops, he's already on the list, isn't he? Paul McCartney, Ozzy Osbourne, Janet Ibarra, she's somebody I know, Regis Philbin, Tom Metzger, Jesse Helms, Pat Robertson, Rich Kotek, Boyd Rice, Geraldo Barrera, Reverend Al Sharpton, Chuck Norris, John Rostin, Thorin Harris, Stan Lee, Ricky Lake, Howard Moncarch, Sally Jesse Raphael, Rolanda Watts, Oprah Winfrey, Howard Stern, George Foreman, Brad Pitt, Shirley Cookson, Pat Regina, Sinbad! Wait a minute, you know what, if I'm putting Sinbad in there? Oh, please. Somebody hit him. Okay. Albert Bell, Barry Bonds, George Steinbrenner, Edwin Meese, Tony Bennett, David Pearsall, Mark Kim, Vinnie Belmont. Peter Frampton, Julio Cesar Chavez, Larry Holmes, Anna Nicole Smith, Fabio, J.R. Taylor, David Kim, Jennifer Soloway, Lana Kaganowski, Pat Riley, Mike Keenan, Prince Charles, Pat Sajak, Frank Sinatra, Mariah Carey, Julian Lennon, Jason Bonham, Amy Sahn, Lena Ford, Peter Stengel, Pat Robertson, Bill Collins, John Denver, Barry Manilow, Tom Arnold, Rush Limbaugh, George Michael, Howard Cosell, oops, he's already dead, isn't he? Rosie Perez, Joey Pesci, Lars Ulrich, James Hetfield, Jason Newsted, Ruben Diaz, Andrew Dice Clay, Sylvester Stallone, Mike Ferrer, Ted Nugent, Brian Adams, Paul Rush, Bill Ramsdale, Pat Buchanan, Brian Waller, Brian Marsh, Justin Murphy, Paul Tudor, and of course, Bob Dodd. So, what is the church's reaction to the idea of the legalization of murder? Thank you.
First of all, I'd like to tell everybody it's 1:30 in the morning, so happy fucking New Year.
Happy New Year!
Yeah, happy New Year, everybody. The other thing I'd like to say is, in approximately 6 hours, or 5.5 hours, there's going to be a ritual out here. We're going to be waiting for the saucers. At approximately 6:45 or so, you'll hear this sound. When you hear the siren, it will be time to assemble. Bring something to cover your little faces with. We're all going to drink Kool-Aid and lie down and wait. Precious little time remains. Some of you will hang all night partying. Some of you have pupils the size of pie pans and have no choice. Most of you will not be present. I know. Last year, I slept through it. Standing up.
Hey, you want some Jägermeister?
I'll be up till 5:30 in the shower with my wife again. One day you will too, and you get married as soon as they make that legal.
Get the needle
out! Little time remains, brethren. How many of you will be here at 7 a.m. tomorrow?